hardly ever see in the temple. That's the way it is in a lot of churches, you know. Amen. Never had hardly seen that and on that wise. They're in wonder, according to verse 10, and amazement. I mean, you know, they're all gathered together in Solomon's porch, and Peter, he sees them all gathered together, and he takes opportunity to preach to them a little bit. Amen. Here's what he said. The God of Abraham, verse 13, and Isaac and Jacob, the God of our fathers, have glorified his son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murder to be granted you and killed the Prince of Life. Now, I mean, brother, that's bad words in modern terms to blame the Jews for killing Jesus. Amen. I mean, that'll get you in trouble in some nations in the world, and some places, even in the United States, it'll get you in trouble, huh? Amen. Yeah, to blame the Jews. Here's what this preacher said, though. Amen. You done it. You killed him. I mean, he just laid it right at their feet. Amen. But he said, whom God raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. We are the witnesses of it. Amen. Peter could say, I saw it. Hallelujah. I run into that empty tomb myself. I saw that those grave clothes and that napkin folded. I saw it. I saw him myself for 40 days after he rose from the dead. Glory to God, and I'm a witness of it. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Peter was from the south too, wasn't he? Amen. In the presence of you all. And now, brethren, I wot that through ignorance, wot is old English for I know that through ignorance. I know that through ignorance. I wot that through ignorance you did it, as did also your rulers. You done it. Amen. Not only did they do it, amen. I could look at this congregation tonight and say, you done it. Our sins nailed him to the cross. Amen. Glory to God. And so we're guilty, aren't we? Amen. That's why it's dangerous to backslide. So dangerous to backslide. Sixth chapter of Hebrews says, you can crucify the Lord afresh and put him to an open shame. And when you do that, he said it's impossible to renew them again to repentance. Amen. I'm not going to preach on that, not going to elaborate on that, but amen. It's a little bit different when a Jew backslides than when we backslide. Generally, when we backslide, you run across to someone and say, yeah, I know how to pray. I still believe in God, and I still love the Lord. They'll even say that, you know. But I'm just not where I ought to be. I'm not in church. I'm not living right. I know how to. I believe the Bible's the Word of God, but they're running from God. But a Jew, where does he go when he backslides? He goes back to believing like the Jews believe. That Jesus was a illegitimate son of a Roman soldier. Amen. And it's all a farce. And a Jew, a Hebrew that backslides, he re-crucifies the Lord. He goes that far back. He re-crucifies the Lord and puts him in open shame. Amen. So it's dangerous to backslide. But those things which God before has showed by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. You done it. but it was a fulfillment of prophecy. Amen. And that woke them up, you know. You don't think it woke them up. I mean, there's some of them already reaching for their gun, if they'd have had one. Amen. Some of them already looking for a rock throw at him, probably would have had one. Amen. Because he said, you done it. Oh, but he softens it. He said, these things had to happen. It was fulfilled according to what God spoke, according to his holy prophets. Now he said, repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which was before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets. Amen. Folks, either Jesus is coming or another time of refreshing is coming. One or the other. I can guarantee you tonight that if Jesus tarries, there'll be another move of God. Amen. And Brother Setzer already gave you my title for my message tonight. He got right on the wavelength. I mean, he turned the button right around on the wavelength, and he gave you my title. I got it wrote down here. Get ready for it, Brother Setzer. That's what you said. Said we get ready for it. Amen. Hallelujah. When God gets ready, he's going to move. But we'll miss it if we don't get ready for it. Huh? Amen. He said, repent that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Isaiah said, this is God speaking, I will work, and who will let it? Let is old English for hinder. God is saying, I'm going to work, and nobody can stop it. Right. Amen. God's going to work somewhere, sometime, some way. Amen. God's going to send a new move of God, a new outpouring of Spirit, a special touch of God. Brother, amen, there's just one thing to do, and that's get ready for it. The rain will come. You remember how Jehoshaphat was always tying up with bad kings. That was Jehoshaphat's big failure. He was always tying in with the wrong crowd. Amen. And here he is. Out here, they fetched a compass, 7 days' journey in the wilderness. Amen. And he's got the backslidden king of Israel there, another king there, king of Edom there, and amen. And there's three kings and all their armies, and they're all out there in the wilderness with no water for their army. Amen. And they're coming against Moab, and they're besieging Moab, no water for their army. Amen. And they send for a prophet. And how in the world Elisha happened to be out there, I'll never know. But he was there. Amen. He was there. How do you think they took him with him? Or do you think God had him to go? Amen. God had him maneuvered into position, didn't he? Amen. How many of you preachers know how that God has just moved by circumstances and maneuvered you around? Amen. Like he asked me several times, what I've been since I've been in Hamilton. Nobody called me. Nothing. Amen. In fact, some of them didn't even want me to know that they're mother was in the hospital. Amen. They didn't want me looking on their bones. Amen. But here I am walking off of the elevator in the second or third floor of the hospital and ride right into the whole family. Amen. And I said, how's everybody doing? All right, except her, and she's about to die. She did die. Amen. But they didn't want me to know, but God had me there anyway. Amen. Different times God has maneuvered me around, and amen, I walked off the elevator right just in time. Amen. Sometimes it was in a bad time, too, that I walked off the elevator. Amen. Linda was in the hospital, and all her family was there, and Lynn Evans, and I spoke to all of them, shook hands with all of them. There was a little fella, I thought it was a guy, at the foot of the bed, and I said, "Oh, I forgot to shake hands with this young man." And he piped up just as soon as I said it and said, "I'm a girl." And I had put my foot in my mouth. Joey Hyatt was with me. And when I looked for Joey Hyatt, he'd disappeared. And I walked out the hall. I couldn't see him no place. Clear up the hall. I walked the hall, rounded the bend, and there he was, all bent over laughing, you know, way down the hall, clear around the corner. He had heard me put my foot in my mouth, you know, and call that girl at the foot of that bed a young man instead of a girl. I couldn't tell the difference, really. And sometimes I get caught up like that, you know. Amen. And we went up the elevator to another place and visited somebody else, and we laughed all the way up, and our pickle box was still turned over coming down, and amen. Wouldn't you know, the elevator stopped at the second floor. Nobody on the elevator but me and Joy Hyatt, and I still tickled because I put my foot in my mouth, and the door opened, and there she stood and walked on the elevator with us. Me and Joy Hyatt just busted. I mean, just about to explode into hilarious, uncontrollable laughter. I mean, hold it in. We didn't wait till it got down to our floor. First time the elevator stopped, amen, we dove off the elevator and fell down the stairs, hanging on to the rail, because we didn't want to laugh in front of that little girl's face. She would have suspected something for sure. Amen. Sometimes I've walked off the elevator at the hospital at the wrong time. Amen. Sometimes at the right time. Amen. Oh, yes, it will come. Get ready for it. Praise God. Amen. Well, they call for Elijah. Elijah comes out to those three kings. And those three kings comes to where Elijah is. Amen. And Elijah looks at Ahab, and he looks at the king of Edom and those idolaters and backsliders. Amen. And I mean, he just gets mad. Amen. There's a good king standing there with him. And he says, "If it wasn't for Jehoshaphat standing here, I wouldn't even look at you." Amen. And then he simmered down. And he said, "Bring me a minstrel." Amen. And they brought a minstrel. Was somebody's gifted to play and to sing. Amen. And gifted of God to play and to sing the songs of God, the psalms and such. Amen. And they brought him the minstrel. He played skillfully. And after a while, Elisha, amen, simmered down and got the feeling God, and because Jehoshaphat was there and the good was at stake, praise God, and God will move for the good. Amen. God will hear the cry of a righteous. Hallelujah. Amen. And he said, "Make this whole valley full of ditches. You'll neither see wind nor rain. Amen. But this whole valley shall be filled with water. Hey, but it'll go on by. If you don't make this valley full of ditches, it'll pass you up and you still won't have any water. Make this whole valley full of ditches." And away yonder, behind the hills, God sent a rain. Amen. And it come cascading down through that valley, rushing by. Praise God. And the ones that dug deep ditches got a big pool of water. And the ones that dug shallow ditches got a shallow blessing. Come on. Amen. God's going to move, but if we dig a shallow ditch, we'll not get enough heart to last us till next revival. If we'll dig a deep ditch, praise God, we'll get something to carry us over, praise God. The rain will come. The blessing will come. The move of God will come. But you got to get ready for it. How do you dig a ditch? Well, I'll tell you how you dig a ditch. You dig something out and throw it out to leave an empty space there. Huh? You wonder why we preach against all these things that take up your time? If you're all filled up with dirt, you can't catch no water. You got to dig something out. Now, dirt's all right where dirt's supposed to be, but if you're digging that water ditch, you don't need no dirt in there. Amen. Hey, the world may be all right out there where the world's supposed to be. It's free country. Amen. But you can't have your life full of the world and have a blessing, contain a blessing from God. A lot of things, it ain't no cardinal crime. You won't go to jail for it. Huh? I mean, you take somebody to court for it, they'd laugh you out of court. Judge would throw you out of court. Amen. But you can't have a blessing with it neither. Huh? Praise God. You got to give up the world in order to have the Spirit. Amen. And the more world you give up, the more Spirit give up. Pastor church 3 years in Kansas City, Brother Lenuel Munn's got an 8-acre lake out there. And what made that lake was they dug gravel out of there. For I don't know how long, but he had one of the finest lakes behind his mansion that you ever saw. Amen. And me and another preacher went out there before I came to Ohio about a year or so. We went out there in the spring before I came to Ohio. In fact, and went out there fishing, and I caught one of the biggest bass and the most of them that I ever caught. We go out there fishing, and that other preacher hadn't hardly caught anything much, so he got over there where I was fishing. And he throwed, 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 and finally he caught one as big as I caught. Amen. And we both caught a big string of fish out there. But before that 8-acre lake was there with those fish in it, with all that good, clear, cold water in it, amen, somebody had to dig something out. You know why some folks have more blessing in church than others does? You guessed it. Amen. They dug a deeper hole in their life. Amen. They dug a whole bunch of stuff out. You know why some hardly got time to come to church. Amen. Why? They're too full. Too full. Filled up. Amen. Filled up. Oh, boy. Amen. It's coming. The water's coming, Elijah said. Get ready for it. And so they dug the valley full of ditches, and it served a double purpose. When the king of Moab woke up the next morning and looked out over the wall, the parapets of the wall, amen, and the sun was coming up and reflecting off the red clouds on that water that they'd filled the valley with, amen. Why, he said, all those three kings have gotten a war between themselves, amen, and they've had slaughter out there, and the valley's full of blood. And what was water to them, for their army, looked like blood to him. And he opened the gates and sent his army out for spoil. Brother, when they left the security of the inside of Moab, amen, that was it. The battle was won because there was a preacher somewhere nearby maneuvering into position. Praise God. Amen. Oh, folks, the season will change from winter to spring after a while. Praise God. And meanwhile, oil your machinery. Hey, amen. Repair your implements. Glory to God. Get your old reaper fixed out. I saw one beside the road out here for sale right at harvest time. That's a good time to sell a combine. Right here at harvest time and getting ready to go into them soybeans. I mean that corn. Just as soon as this rain's over, look out. Just as soon as this rain's over, just as soon as they get solid footing out there in them fields, amen, it's going to look pitiful in some places. Amen. So you guys, combine out for sale. Hallelujah. I preached the message years ago. What to do when the fields are brown? Hey, wait till they turn green. Wait till the ice melts. Wait till the ground falls out. Amen. But get ready. Trade in your old plow. Get you a new one and grease it up good so it won't rust. Hallelujah. Trade in your tractor and get you a new one. Amen. If you got a bigger farm and going to plant more seed, you're going to need more implements. Praise God. Get ready for it. The harvest will come a
again.
Amen. You'll have one. Get ready. Get ready. Amen. A new generation will rise. Look around you. Kayla's getting taller. Amen. My goodness. Austin's getting bigger. My goodness. Carlos and Daniel. Amen. And Matt. And my goodness. Getting great big here. Almost before. Amen. Grandpa's ready for it. Hallelujah. My. Hey, is God going to leave a new generation without a move of God? I said, is God going to leave a brand new generation of young people without a move of God? If he does, he's a respecter of persons. And the Bible says in no less than three places, God is no respecter of persons. Praise God. He gave us a chance. He gave me a chance. He's going to give them a chance. And people, we can be in on it. We can be a figure in it. We can be one of the principal people in it. If we won't backslide and lose out with God and let down the standard and get worldly and carnal and lose him on him, God, amen, we can be in on it. God will not fail a new generation arising tonight. If he does, he would be a respect of persons. Amen. There is going to be a new move of divine grace. Amen. This is a stroke of inspiration. Amen. God spoke this to me. There'll be a new move of divine grace. Otherwise, judgment would not be fair. Think about that for a while. Amen. God has gave every generation a chance, a move of God, just before he takes them to judgment. God will give this generation a chance, a new generation a chance. Amen. If time goes on, they'll have a chance. Otherwise, judgment would not be fair. For God to give one a chance and not to give another a chance. Oh, don't you doubt it. There'll be a visitation of God. Amen. He'll either send Jesus in the clouds to get us, or he'll send Jesus through the power of the Holy Ghost to bless us while we're here. Amen. Give us another move of God. Write it down. Amen. Put it in your little book of memory. A new move of divine grace. Otherwise, judgment would not be fair. Amen. How do we get ready in closing tonight? Amen. Number one, Peter said, repent. Amen. Repent. Turn around. Quit doing the way you're doing. Praise God. Hey, repent. Examine yourselves. Know in your own self. Paul said, whether you be in the faith except you be reprobate. Praise God. Hey, repent, Peter said. Get your sins blotted out. Hallelujah. Believe God's got a blotter. He can blot out names, or he can blot out sins. If he don't blot out our sins, he blots out our name. Huh? He either blot out our sins or blot out our name. Now, how you get your sins blotted out and keep your name book of life, repent. Be honest with God. Amen. Glory to God. David got restored completely to God and wrote 100 more Psalms. Amen. Because he got his sins blotted out and got his heart fixed, he got justified. Amen. And praise God, the way you get your sins blotted out is repent. I mean, he didn't mess around. He fasted. And he bore the terrible shame and scandal of his sin. Amen. But he dug in. And he said a little bit later on her 8th Psalm, my heart is fixed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad? Praise God. God can fix hearts. He can fix yours too if you'll repent. Amen. Fix anybody is it'll repent. How many did that God fix your heart sometime or other? God fix your heart. He still fix it, God. Amen. David said, my heart, I know that, amen, that may not mean the way I'm preaching it exactly. You know, it may be a play on words in modern everyday terms, you know. David saying, my heart is fixed means that he has become established. Amen. But what's the difference? Amen. God fixes your heart. He establishes you, huh? Praise God. Said, my heart's fixed. I got established. Praise God. So repent. Get your sins blotted out. Amen. How do we get ready? Be faithful. If you don't be faithful, you won't be there when the water comes running through. You dig your ditch ever so deep and not be faithful, you won't be there to fish out of it. You won't be there to dip any water out of it. Praise God when the water comes through. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, if we could get to the creek, old big creek, just in time down Arkansas, after a big flood and the creek got up and ran into the river, amen, the fish would decide they need to go upstream. And so it'd come up out of the river into Big Creek. And when the water went down, there they were swimming upstream. I've walked onto the banks of old Big Creek with fish literally flopping out on the bank. Amen. I mean, those suckers were flopping out, literally flopping out on the bank. Amen. And oh boy, I'd sneak off and I'd get me a long sycamore pole and tie me on a pair of grabs. Of course, just as soon as I'd run up, you know, the fish would run out in the water, you know, but I'd throw my line out and kind of hide out, you know, and wait for them to come back up to the shallow water again. Pretty soon, sure enough, it's flopping clear out of the water again and come out on the bank again. And I was jerking and I was going to have fish for supper. But if you get there just right, amen. I remember you got to visit the creek once in a while in the springtime or you'll miss them. Amen. And so I'd run out the creek. Now, look, one day I just happened to be run out the creek and looked down. The water just cleared up from the big spring rain, and it was still just a little bit blue. Most of the time crystal clear there in the hills, but now it's still just a little bit blue, but I saw them. There they was. It big schools coming upstream. I ran to the house, got my grabs and got my fishing pole, and ran to head them off. Amen. At the next hole, praise God. Hey, you need to go to church often, or you'll miss the rain. You'll miss the catch when it comes upstream. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to have a baptizing after a while. Amen. Sister didn't feel well Sunday night, couldn't come, so she's here tonight. And Lord willing, we're going to baptize her after we get done this altar call. Praise God tonight. See there, if you hadn't come, you'd have missed the baptizing. That's the way it is. You got to be faithful. Hallelujah. Wait thou upon God. Amen. When God has promised to come by and you are being faithful and you're 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 faithful and faithful and faithful and faithful and faithful and faithful and faithful. What do? You wait on God. Wait on Him. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Praise God. Hallelujah. They'll run, mount up as wings of the eagles, and run and not be weary, and walk and not faint. Wait on God. Amen. Believe and trust God and keep on believing. Don't lose faith. Amen. What is infidelity? Anyway, unfaithfulness. Amen. You think we got any spiritual adulterers in America tonight? Amen. They're playing second fiddle with the world, or God's playing a second, close second fiddle to the world. Huh? Amen. They're living a double life. Keep on believing God. Seek the Lord, the Bible says. Amen. Amos said, break up your fallow ground. Praise God. And another prophet said, wait, break up your fallow ground. He said, rend your heart and not your garments. Praise God. Amen. And it'd be good while you're seeking God to forget the past. Amen. It won't do too much good, even in your church, your life, your family, to carry the ashes back in of last winter's fire. Huh? Won't warm you a bit. Amen. Get you some ashes from last winter's fire. Amen. And last winter's failures, if you will. Amen. And save them up and get them out and toss them in the air once in a while. Pour them from bucket to bucket. See how warm you get. Amen. You got to, praise God, forget the past. Carry out the ashes. Amen. And sometimes Brother Hugh says you got to forgive yourself, even though it's hard to forgive yourself. That's the hardest thing in the world. Forgive yourself. Amen. And so you got to forget the past. You got to carry forth the ashes before you can have a new fire. Huh? Amen. Now, we'll probably build a fire in that stove up the house this week. This winter. I'm not going to jump the gun that much. Amen. I just got done air conditioning. Air conditioning should not hardly quit coming on yet. Amen. But we'll probably build a fire in that stove this winter. But the birds have been whistling down the chimney. We've had visits from the chimney sweeps, and they didn't come clean it out neither. Amen. They come fill it up. And so I'm going to have to clean the ashes out of the stove. Going to have to clean the ashes out of the pipes. And I may have to check on the nests that the chimney sweeps left when they hatched out and took to the four winds again. Amen. Oh, yeah, they whistled and sang down our chimney, you know, and scratched around, you know, at the cover we got over the fireplace where the old airtight stove sets. Amen. Oh, yeah. Hey, none of them got out, though. They went back out the same way they came. Every once in a while, one come down the chimney out here at the fellowship hall and gets loose in the fellowship hall. Can't get out. Amen. We try to keep the damper closed on that account out there because, amen, sometimes they get their wires crossed and wind up out in the fellowship hall. You got to clean out last winter's mess. Amen. And forget it. Carry it out and forget it. Don't try to bring it back. Amen. Just well to forget. Ain't no use taking a whole lot of time forgetting neither. You're wasting your time bringing up the past. You're wasting your time bringing up what God put under the blood a long time ago. Ain't no use wasting your time. Yeah, this, that. When Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left the crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. Amen. If he forgets the past, why shouldn't we forget the past? Amen. Yeah, glory to God. Yeah, if somebody's happy because the prodigal son came back, why shouldn't we be happy when the prodigal son comes back? Praise God. Get in on the feast. When that backslider comes home, rejoice with heaven, because there's rejoicing in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, that one sheep that come back, more than there is a 99 in the fold. Amen. Stand with me. Hallelujah. Get ready for it. Your chance will come. This may be it. Praise God. As they sing, we invite you to an altar of commitment, a ditch digging altar. Praise God. Yeah, an altar of commitment that digs out 101 legal things to make room for the spiritual things and the blessing and the power of God. Come on, praise God. Oh, yes, hallelujah. You know what's stealing your time, what's killing your spirit, robbing your soul of its joy. Amen. Yeah, glory to God. Give yourself a good house cleaning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, as they sing, we invite you to God's altar. Hallelujah.